Kellyanne Conway, Pelosi betrayed women, bowed to male counterparts on impeachment. By Penny Starr on September 28, 2019. President Donald Trump's counselor Kellyanne Conway spoke with reporters outside of the White House on Friday about the Democrats' impeachment inquiry and how House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA support for it shows she capitulated to her male colleagues in Congress. Conway said, "She does the worst thing a woman in power can do. Which is she just changes her mind because the men around her said, 'Change your mind. We need an impeachment.' She did that without seeing the transcript." Despite Democrats and leftists claiming that a phone call between Trump and the new president of Ukraine, which included mention of the controversy about former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter's dealings there, rises to the level of an impeachable offense, the narrative is disputed by Trump supporters and the leaders at the center of a whistleblower complaint, according to Fox News. Both Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky denied that there was an unspoken quid pro quo. Trump insisted that the call was perfect and he was just doing his due diligence to make sure the country was working to weed out corruption. According to a Washington Examiner timeline, Pelosi attended an Atlantic festival on Tuesday and was asked about impeachment and she reportedly remained noncommittal. She had a scheduled meeting with Democrats later that day and announced the formal impeachment inquiry, citing Trump's admission that he mentioned the Bidens to Zelensky. The actions of the Trump presidency revealed dishonorable facts of the president's betrayal of his oath of office, betrayal of his national security and betrayal of the integrity of our elections, Pelosi said on Tuesday, when she announced the impeachment inquiry. Pelosi made the announcement before the White House released the transcript of the phone call. The whistleblower complaint was released on Thursday. It is no secret that Pelosi has been the source of frustration to her party's liberal wing that has called for Trump's impeachment for months, Fox News reported. Political observers argued that the speaker was deliberate in her actions in order to protect Democrats in moderate districts and hedge against the possibility that the allegations fizzled. Pelosi said at the New Jersey Democratic State Committee's convention in Atlantic City on Friday, according to Politico, that there is no joy in an impeachment inquiry. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.